My son, Flint Lockwood, always loved to invent things.
Cheeseburger.
Sometimes his inventions were great. And other times, well, not so much.
Ah, help, help, help!
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, whatever. Goddamn, it's the longest fucking title ever.
Yeah, really. And people, let's give you a rundown for this movie. All right, let's say you like animated films. Good, good, great, great. Let's say you like kids' films. Kind of pedophilic if you're over the age of 20, but it's okay. So, next, do you like the original?
Like Anna Faris.
Yeah, do you like Anna Faris? Kind of pedophilic as too, but it's okay because she is kind of attractive. Next.
She's even hot animated in this film. I'm not going to lie. I was looking.
Okay, well, apparently our list is going down P1's checklist very well. Now, next. Do you like the first Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? You
yes.
Do? That's great, because a lot of people should, because it's a very underrated movie. And third, but most least, do you like food puns?
No.
Then you're fucked.
You think the first one was underrated?
I do. I really do think the first.
$129 million.
It should have made more, in my opinion.
Oh, well, that was just over here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'll say it again. It should have made more.
Worldwide, I'm sure you're made more than that, but
yeah, it's weird because like this is a movie I talk about with a lot of people. A lot of people actually I know did not see this.
The second one or the first one?
First one.
Oh, really?
A lot of people I know did not see the first one.
It came out in 09 or 10.
Yeah, it came out at a slow point in 10.
Yeah, I want to say the end of the last 10, like around August, September.
It was September, and no one really knew what to thought about it, because they thought it was just like, you know, September, dumping ground, this movie's going to be crap, and it ended up being like, holy crap, this is actually really good.
I remember a lot of people bought the movie, too.
Yeah.
So a lot of people saw the movie at the time, or whatever. I loved the first one. I was like, because, you know, watching the trailer, I was looking at it, I was just like, oh, great, another generic animated film. When I went to see it in theater, I was like, it made me eat my words, because actually the writing in this movie was fucking clever as shit. I was like, that is awesome, whatever.
And
like,
that you can thank to the original directors of the two, Phil and Chris Lord, and...
Yeah, I told you that, remember?
Phil and Chris Lord?
Yeah.
They're not the directors of this one, they're directors of the first one.
No, I'm saying it, but I still met them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the directors on this one is Cody Cameron and Chris Pern, if I'm not mistaken.
Chris Pern. Okay, all right. Essentially what we got here, people. Now, I'll start saying this.
You want to give a plot synopsis first?
Do we want to do that first, or do we want to give, like,
initial...
Yeah, okay.
We should give a plot synopsis first. I mean, you know, at first, when I first saw the movie, I was just like, okay, I think you probably have to watch the first one. But then halfway through the film, I was like, oh, no, you don't.
Because no,
it
not really.
Picks up literally seconds right after the first one ends. Flint, played by the Bill Hader, Flint Lockwood, or voice boy, I mean, whatever. I like this guy a lot.
Too. He's a very likable lead.
He's always funny in those comedy movies he does, those Judd Apatow comedies and stuff like that, because he's always playing the straight guy, just looks at him and just go like, the fuck are you doing? And stuff like that. I like that. Whatever.
Did you know he's now one of the executive producers of South Park?
Get the fuck out of here.
No, he is.
I can see it. I mean, honestly, I mean, he is that good of a comedic actor.
Like, if you watched, for people who watched the season premiere this week, he was the voice of Alec Baldwin in this week's episode.
It's awesome. Bill Hader, Flint Lockwood, he destroyed this machine, obviously, that was creating these giant food ports in the first film. Obviously, he destroyed it, but in this one, it turns itself back on. It never was really destroyed, and they get escorted out the island by Apple. I mean,
yeah, we gotta talk about that.
What's the name of that company again? Eventicon or some shit like that?
They might as well just call it grapes or pear or some shit.
Obviously, they were just being funny. They were just, like, making them up and shit like that. Obviously, they were referencing the shit that we know in real life, though.
I'm telling you, it would have been more clever if they just called the company Pear.
Yeah, that would have probably been better. Green Apple.
Just go for it. Just go for it. If you're gonna make that joke, just go for it.
They probably realized Steve Jobs' wife would sue the shit out of us right now.
For likeness, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, that's because that bitch is, I hear she's a greedy.
Doubt it.
I shouldn't say that. Probably looking, what did he say? But they come and sweep everybody off the island saying, hey, you're going to move to San Fran Jose, California. And I was like, wait, what did they just say? Did they mean San Francisco or San Jose? Which one?
Yeah, I like looked at my phone. I was like, that's not a real place, is it?
Did they combine two of the cities in California and made it one? So yeah, they did that or whatever. And they told Flint Lockwood, hey, you're going to be working with us just to keep him out the way because this, I'm just going to call it Apple because I don't remember the name of the goddamn company. Apple, because that's who they're making fun of, Apple. You know what? For his Isle of Chester V, the Live Corp company. All right, that's the name of the company. I just looked
yes.
it up, the Live Corp company. Damn, I don't even remember him saying that. The Live Corp company, they wanted to keep him out of the way or whatever. So Live Corp company got plans of taking his machine, Flint's machine, and using it to... what was it again? I forgot.
Essentially what they want to do is they just want to create like a copy of it for everyone to have so that way they can just make food whenever they want and
oh, that's right.
They'll get fucking rich as hell off it.
Yeah, because the guy that worked as the owner of the Chester V, he created a new power bar if I'm not mistaken and he wanted to make that even better than what it was. They had like they were at the point of 8.0.
Yeah, and Chester is voiced by Will Forte.
Who's Steve Jobs.
Yeah, even in likeness, it's not even funny.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm watching Jobs all over again. Another dick.
Yeah, exactly. But instead, these ones are getting these guys to go on an island with a bunch of monsters named after food puns.
I was like, why do I have the feeling Steve Jobs made clones of himself, too, in hologram forms? I mean, he did create that iTunes shit before he died, so I mean... That's got to be some egotistical shit for your ass. I mean,
yeah, that actually kind of creeps me out now that you say that.
Can you imagine walking past your tomb? Welcome to the new latest Apple, like Apple shit. Like they still market his tomb.
Welcome to the iTomb.
What do you think your tomb would say?
I don't want to think about that right now. Let's get back to the movie.
Aaron passes by your tomb. He's like, "Don't worry, Aaron. I'm still here." Fuck you. That's creepy shit.
Unless, so, the movie...
Unless I'm still alive and I'm still, you know, visiting your tomb. Either way, back to the movie now.
The movie. Yes, the movie. So, pretty much, Live Corp tells Flint, hey, can you go back to the island and get that machine of yours? You should probably go save your guys' former home. Well, I think it's pretty unlivable now. No, you don't understand. You're going back.
Yeah, because also Flint Lockwood looks up at Chester V. He's like his fucking idol. He'll do any, like, Chester V even starts it out. He's like, he'll do anything for me or whatever, anything I tell him, because he's made an embarrassment of himself, and he's just looking for that right time to make himself known. And obviously, he tells him to go do it alone or whatever. You know, before I get into more or whatever, the cinematography and the animation style looked beautiful.
Yeah, that was one of the big fears, is that it wasn't going to be able to hold up with the original, and this does. This does a lot.
Yeah, I can't say it's better than the first one or whatever, because I honestly think it's either on par or this one might just be just a little tad bit off, but not like a lot or whatever. But I won't go as far as say it's better than the original one, because I just recently saw the original one. That one just still looks like amazing, whatever. But I thought everything else in the film, the technical aspects of it, just looked just on par as the first one. I was like, yeah, that looks good. The main problem I had with it was mainly the writing wasn't as clever.
No, I agree. The writing just kind of drifted. And that's expected whenever... As soon as Phil and Chris Lord said they're not coming back to do this one, that should have been expected. And I knew that going into this, with that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I was hoping... Because, honestly, this is what I thought the first one would have been like, honestly. And then that first one surprised me so much. I was just like, wow, that was actually intelligent. And... Believe it or not, this was my most anticipated animated film of the year. And
it was a lot of people's. Because
I loved that first one.
Yeah, and you know, you're saying that this is what you were afraid the first one was going to be. Even with the kind of on par for the course of animated movies writing, it still does manage to do some clever things.
It's still, it has a hit and miss moments or whatever. I mean, there was that one... that cut the cheese joke or whatever. I was just looking and I was like, this movie is not that.
Yeah.
That one kind of threw me off. I was just like,
that, but then for every joke you get that, you get one that like, there's a leak in the boat. And that just got me so bad.
Actually, you know what? My favorite thing of the movie is towards the end of the movie is when all the more food animals coming out, you got to see more of the world too. I was just like, yeah, I'm more invested in this world more than I am the characters. Because I already know the characters from the first film. I mean, only one that got replaced was Mr. T.
Oh, damn it. That's right. We got to talk about that.
what the fuck is Terry? I mean, what the fuck is Mr. T doing? He ain't doing a goddamn.
What? Did he want more money?
Huh?
Did he want more money?
I honestly, I don't know. Whatever. I just looked at that. I was like, I have to look it up. Whatever. But I just looked at him. Was like, he ain't doing a goddamn thing else except for fucking promoting World of Warcraft commercials.
Yeah. It was sad because like he was one of the better parts of the first one.
Yeah, he was awesome actually. Whatever. And I don't know, with Terry Crews, it was okay, but it almost felt like he was trying to do an imitation. And I was like,
it felt more like it was Terry Crews being Terry Crews instead of that character.
Yeah, I was like, they should have just probably cut that character out and just brought a new one in with Terry Crews or whatever, because it felt like he was trying to be Mr. T, Terry Crews kind of style.
Yeah, I will say this. The one thing that did really annoy me, and, you know, as soon as I saw his name and I saw, like, his character, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Andy fucking Samberg just poisons a movie.
Stand that fucking guy, whatever. Yeah, he was, honestly, because, like, as, like, you know how their arms are animated and shit like that? Like, that, actually, that was, like, my first favorite part of the first one. So, like, the only two that do it in here is obviously Chester V and Flint Lockwood, and it doesn't bother you anymore. But whenever Andy Samberg comes, I'm just like, is he even in the right movie?
Yeah, it's just, because he's being Andy Samberg, like, the, hey, da-da-da-da, like, and it's like,
yeah,
you gotta get out of here.
Yeah, especially that whole time he was in that chicken suit. I was just like, I hope that burger, that burger spider just eats his ass. I was like, he's the only one playing it over the top, acting like this is a kid's. Like, obviously it is a kid's film, but honestly, it has better writing than that, and it's better than Andy Samberg, if you ask me. Andy Samberg shouldn't even be nowhere near this fucking movie.
I agree. I was hoping that Taco Bell Supreme went after his ass.
Yeah, I was actually clapping when he was cheering because I had. Honestly, this is probably the best screener I've ever been at.
Oh, yeah. You fucking son of a bitch.
This is the best screener I've ever been. I think when I first started, this is the first screener I had. I was like, they gave us these bags and shit. I was like, yeah, this is awesome, whatever. And then the director came out and was like, if you don't like this movie, don't tell anybody. I was like, oh, shit. I can't remember which movie that was. I think it was Journey to the List, whatever that shit's
called. Oh, Journey 2.
Like, that screener was awesome, but then when the director came, I was like, and if you don't like this movie, don't tell it.
It's like, why would I tell it? Wait a minute.
And then I remember looking at it, I was like, you got it, this is shit. This is horrible.
Yeah, that's the thing, because you know what? I actually remember really liking the first Journey movie of Brendan Fraser. I was like, there's no really plot here, but for what it is, it's actually kind of fun. And then when I saw that, I was just like, I got a bad feeling about that.
Well, if the director tells you some shit like that, you should be worried. I'm going to tell you right now. People, if you ever go to some shit where you got to meet the director and he's about to present his movie, he tells you some shit like that, be worried. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Go back to the table where you got your food and your drink and all that and refill it.
Yeah, exactly. If Tom Six comes out and says, for Human Centipede 3, it's going to be more disgusting than the first two, go get a bag, go get some Vicodin, and then just sit there and take it.
If Andy Samberg comes out and presents the movie, then you should just walk out. you just walk out.
Because
9 times out of 10, it's going to be shit. But no, Sony's been doing, don't ask me how I know this, people, but Sony's been doing like heavily influenced community work with this movie, whatever, as far as like feeding the hunger, children and shit like that, whatever. And the screener they had, whatever, it was just fucking phenomenal. I mean, man, we... all kinds of food or whatever Sony treated like this probably was their biggest expectation movie coming out. They probably said, fuck everything up. Fuck This Is the End.
Fuck White the House Smurfs.
Down. Yeah, Smurfs, White House Down. Fuck all that shit. This is the one where, honestly, those three movies we just named, they really wasn't that heavily marketed. But this one, man, they went all out on this one. And the goddamn screener, man, all the food and the milkshake alcohol drinks and shit like that. And the lobby set up like just looking like the Cloudy of a Chance of Meatballs home and shit like that or whatever.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Get to ride the bicycle and shit from the first one all over. I mean it was just amazing. I was just like, this is fucking awesome. Everybody was in there having a good ass time or whatever. And even though I said the writing was as great as the first one, I kind of did expect the writing to be as good as the first one just because I had high expectations or whatever. But I still had a great time.
Yeah, no, it's still a very fun movie. Don't get us wrong, people. Our nitpicking and criticisms about it, on the whole, it's still a very fun movie. And it does what a sequel should do, and it doesn't shit on the first one. It actually is a nice continuation of the first movie, so I'm going to give it a see it.
But you don't see animation films do it that much, too, neither. They don't continue from the first one.
Like, yeah, that's like the thing. That's kind of another reason why I'm giving it a see it. I'm like you. I had a lot of fun watching this. It's still a very creative and fun movie.
I think you say nitpicks. I don't think it's nitpicks. I think the writing isn't as great as the first one. I think that's not a nitpick. That's the actual complaint. Andy Samberg, that ain't no nitpick. That dude was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And honestly, those were my two main problems. Other than that, I didn't really give a shit. Like, the writing is bad, but like you kind of figure that out the first 20 minutes of the film. You're just like, yep, it's not going to be as far as the first one or whatever. But you know what? The visual effects and the cinematography and everything is still gorgeous, whatever. The characters are great. Once again, like, the problem with me was just the jokes. I was just like, oh, that's cheesy. Oh, man. Oh, the food pun. Stop with the fuck. If I hear one more goddamn food pun, I'm going to shoot somebody with a goddamn tomato gun or something like that. I swear to God, goddamn, the food puns at the end of the movie was just like, I was like, all right, we get it. Goddamn, I hate puns in general. So it was getting annoying. But no, I still think it's a good movie. Still a great animated film. Not as on par as the first one. But hey, if you used to watch this one first, I can see you actually still liking the movie if you didn't see the first one at all. But I give it a rent it.
Okay, well, one review left, people.
That's just to show you I'm not jaded, see? Just because they spoiled me.
Exactly. One review left this weekend, people.
I'm still drinking on this milkshake, too, by the
way. He's still drinking the JGL Loverade.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I wrote JGL's name on it.
Exactly. We got one review left, folks. So stay tuned. Good night, everyone.
Later, bitches.
No picnic.
Hold on, everyone!
Ah, there's a leak in the boat!
Saving the world.
We have to shut down the machine before the food animals get off the island and invade the mainland. All we have to do is cross the breakfast bog, brave the food animal jungle, and scale the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Piece of cake.